shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Police have been on the scene at this apartment complex for nearly 12 hours after a drive-by shooting in Raleigh. Coming up, what we know about this investigation.
And what you see is what you get. It's going to be warmest right now all day as our temperatures will fall and hold in the 50s. I'll also show you when to expect some showers. And another loss for the Panthers. We have the big plays you may have missed during last night's game. 1-8 on the season. Such a frustrating season for fans. But we're not frustrated anymore because it is Friday, and if you like the cooler weather, we get it today. Hello, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, that changeover sure comes just in time for the weekend, right? Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Icy forecast. Nah.
Yes. Yes and no. Definitely, if you're headed to Fitton and Cary, it is an icy forecast as the ice rink is all ready to go. They've had it open for almost a week now. Hopefully the temperatures will help to get you in the holiday spirit. A lot of happenings around the area this weekend. Interestingly, a number of tree lightings happen over the weekend. Right now it is 67. It feels mild. It's warmer than it was this time yesterday. And we have a wind coming out of the east at 13 miles per hour. But temperatures will drop on into the 50s and hold there through the afternoon. We take a look at our tower there. We've lit the top of it in purple for cloudy skies, which we'll see today. And temperatures, again, nice and mild. 61 in Southern Pines, 58 Goldsboro, 67 in Durham, 62 in South Hill. But those temperatures will drop instead of climb today. We take a look at Futurecast, and there may be a sprinkle or two this morning, especially up near the Virginia line. And then we have a band of rain that comes through during the afternoon. There's noon, there's 2 o'clock, and then there's 4 o'clock. And so it's out of here by around, say, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll have very, very small amounts of rain along with that. Maybe a little bit of clearing overnight. Right now, Saturday looks dry, but Sunday is trending wetter. So we'll go over the weekend chances for rain coming up. Let's take a look at this again, though. Temperatures this morning, right now, we're in the mid-60s. By lunchtime, we drop it to upper 50s, and we'll hold there through the afternoon as those showers get kicked off.
Thanks, Elizabeth. All night and all morning, police have been in an apartment complex in North Raleigh. A man was seriously injured in a shooting nearly 12 hours ago now, and officers are still investigating that scene. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live at the Northridge Crossings apartment near Capitol Boulevard. Kelsey, what's happening there now?
Jeff, it's still a very active scene this morning. Police have been here for nearly 12 hours now, and we'll get you straight to video from the WRAL breaking news tracker from last night. Police received a call around 5 o'clock yesterday about gunshots. When they arrived here at Northridge Crossings Apartments, they found a man shot in the street. WRAL spoke with a person who lives in this area. She says she was outside when the gunshots started. She says she saw her neighbor park his car. Then she heard 3 to 5 gunshots. A few seconds later, she says she saw a man on the ground. So we're still working to learn what that man's condition is this morning. And we're also asking police whether they have any information about that shooter. We'll keep you updated as we learn more. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Well, so breaking news overnight, a man is hurt after he was shot in Southwest Raleigh near Lake Johnson. It happened on Walnut Creek Parkway South. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. We're working to find out if police have any information on the shooter.
Breaking news, big traffic problems near Hope Mills this morning as I-95 is still closed 9 hours after a major crash involving a tanker truck. The interstate has been closed all night between exits 33 and 41. That's between St. Paul's and Chickenfoot Road. This is video showing traffic being diverted from I-95 onto US 301 near St. Paul's. The state DOT says the road may be closed until 6 this morning as cleanup continues.
There's a traffic alert this morning in Raleigh. A portion of Oberlin Road will be closed for the next 10 days for sewer and water main replacement. The road will be closed between Poland Road and Clark Avenue through November 20th. It's right near the NC State campus and Village District. Very busy area. Traffic will be detoured onto Woodburn Road and Enterprise Street while that road is closed. This morning, the annual Veterans Day run and ceremony is happening on NC State's campus. This is video from a previous year. The different branches of the military's ROTC programs will run alongside active duty and veterans starting at 6 a.m. It's a 5K that will end right at the bell tower. After the run, a ceremony which includes a wreath presentation and two speakers will take place.
Veterans Day is officially tomorrow, but veterans in Johnson County are invited to a special meal today. Smithfield Selma High School is hosting its Veterans Day celebration starting at 11 this morning. After the ceremony, all veterans in Johnson County are invited to a Thanksgiving-style meal from noon to 2, and it will be led by Johnson County's JROTC Cadets, All-County Chorus, and All-County Band.
Also be a Veterans Day observance ceremony this morning at Fayetteville Technical Community College. That is happening at 11 this morning on the Student Terrace on campus. The guest speaker will be Andrea Allard, Director of Transition Services for the NC Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. This event is open to the public.
Only on WREL, we are hearing for the first time from one of the sheriff's deputies shot in the line of duty this week in Robeson County. Deputy Kaylin Locklear was released from the hospital last night, and he has a long road to recovery. As Locklear was awaiting his release from the hospital, he saw a large showing of support from the Robeson County Sheriff's Office. Locklear and fellow deputy Jonathan Walters were both shot Tuesday while trying to serve an arrest warrant to a murder suspect who was out on bond. According to his father, Locklear was shot in the arm and leg, and another bullet hit just millimeters from a main artery.
And I knew that's part of the job, going after people like that or possibility of getting shot, but I just never expected it to be the way it was.
Deputy Locklear says he will be starting physical therapy as he continues to recover from his injuries. The man who shot the deputies, Sean Locklear Jr., no relation to the deputy, remains in critical condition after he was also shot in the exchange.
A familiar refrain for the Carolina Panthers. They will need to regroup after suffering another loss. This time it was to the Chicago Bears. Panthers got this big special team spark early. Amir Smith-Marset returned that punt 79 yards for a touchdown in the first quarter. But the offense struggled. No touchdowns, two field goals, and a third attempt from Eddie Pinheiro with less than 2 minutes fell short from 59 yards. The Bears beat the Panthers 16-13. Panthers are 1-8 on the season. Next game up, Dallas Cowboys at home, Bank of America Stadium, November 19th.
WRL and Fox 50 have all the NFL action you need this Sunday, starting with the 49ers and Jags at 1 o'clock, followed by Giants and Cowboys at 4 o'clock. Both games are on Fox 50. Then on WREL, it is Sunday Night Football. The Jets and the Raiders. Kickoff is at 8:20, right after Football Night in America.
And tonight, it's high school football playoffs. Continuing on WREL, we have you covered. You can watch Football Friday tonight, 11:35, right here on WREL.
A family is speaking out after reaching a $1 million settlement with the city of Raleigh after a police officer shot and killed their son.
Justice is not served. When someone is killed, you can't buy him back.
Coming up, the change the family wants to see within the Raleigh Police Department.
And Rockefeller Center Christmas tree will make its way to New York City this weekend. We will tell you where that Norway spruce is coming from this year, and we give you this live look at Sanford as well. Good morning to you. A cool down is on the way for the weekend. Summer like temperatures all week long. They're gone. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has our weekend forecast next.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41, and we're taking a look at a very mild start this morning. Now, we've been talking about cooler temperatures for the weekend. We're going to see warm temperatures right now, and then as we head through the day, the temperatures will fall. So we're looking at 50s during the afternoon. But right now, it's 64 in Wilson. It is a little breezy as we're making that transition from the warm air to the cool air. 67 in Durham and 63 right now in Fayetteville. We take a look at our forecast as you're heading out the door. It's not likely that we're going to see much rain today, but tomorrow, we're definitely looking at a chance of a little light patchy rain, or turning a little wetter for Sunday too, but expect it to be mostly cloudy. Temperatures will be dropping all day long. Temperatures, you know, pleasant for exercise. If you wait until the afternoon, there may be a quick sprinkle, but I'll show you how much rain we could see for today and Sunday coming up.
Knightdale police are working leads, but still no arrest after a mother of three was shot to death on her front porch. 40-year-old Shanaka Earth was shot last night on Twain Town Drive in the Widewater subdivision. Family members called her Ocean. We spoke with Eartha's husband, who says he doesn't believe she was the target. Police say there is no threat to the public. However, no one is in custody.
Police say the quick actions of a business owner and officers prevented a potential mass shooting in downtown Boone. This is the person they believe did this, 59-year-old Peter Gabbery. Boone's police chief says Gabbery was seen flashing a gun outside of Boone Saloon on West King Street. It's across campus, or across from the campus of Appalachian State University. The bar owner called police and officers responded within 2 minutes. Gabbery has been charged with going armed to the terror of the public, resisting arrest, and 2 felony counts of possession of a firearm by a felon.
A local family is talking to WRAL after receiving a $1.25 million settlement from the city of Raleigh after a police officer killed their son. Police say an officer shot 30-year-old Sohail Maharid multiple times in 2019 when he did not put down a knife he was carrying. No charges were filed in the case. The family says an FBI probe found no fingerprints on the knife at the scene. An autopsy revealed Maharid was shot 8 times. Activist Kerwin Pittman stood alongside Maharid's family in protests that would follow months after his death.
Money never equals true accountability. To have true accountability, monetary sum is great, but you must have policy change as well.
We reached out to Wake County DA Lauren Freeman after the family expressed disappointment in her handling of the investigation. And she shared the following. Maharid family suffered a painful loss, and I'm sorry for that. But the standard of proof and the issues for which a department or officer can have liability is completely different in a civil case than that in a criminal case. There was not evidence in this matter that would have allowed a criminal prosecution to go forward. The family also wants to see changes within RPD and use of excessive force. As for the settlement, once most of it goes through legal fees, the father says the remainder will go toward causes his son cared about, homelessness and feeding the hungry.
Hundreds of people gathered on NC State's campus for a pro-Palestinian rally. This was the scene Thursday afternoon as people gathered outside the D.H. Hill Library. They marched through campus calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas a little over a month after the conflict first started.
Yeah, I actually have a family in Gaza and I was born in Gaza. And so this is a very like personal struggle for me. I have been in solidarity with the Palestinian cause my entire life. It's everything that I've known, you know what I mean? And it's really disgusting to see my own family members in Gaza suffering every single day.
The rally was organized by 2 groups affiliated with the university. Tonight, members of the Christian and Muslim communities in Smithfield will get together for a prayer vigil calling for peace in Israel. It's happening tonight from 4 to 5 outside the Johnston County Courthouse. Faith leaders from both communities will lead the group in prayer.
A federal judge in Alaska dealt another blow to environmental and indigenous groups trying to stop the massive Willow oil drilling project by ruling that construction can move forward. After the Biden administration approved it earlier this year, groups concerned about climate impact sued. The judge dismissed the group's claims. The groups intend to appeal the ruling. Electric fireplaces are being recalled because they can actually catch fire. These electric fireplaces from Twin Star Style Selections were sold exclusively at Lowe's. There have been 24 reports of them overheating, smoking, or catching fire. You can get a full refund from Twin Star. Five on Your Side is posting details about how to do that and which models are affected. Go to WRAL.com and search recall.
Some Dreamville tickets are already sold out before the general public even got a chance to buy theirs. That happens today. This morning at 10, the first batch of 2-day passes go on sale online. Festival organizers say VIP packages sold out after people who subscribed to the newsletter got early access. 2-day passes are still available for the festival happening at Dick's Park April 6th and 7th. This year's lineup of performers has not even been announced yet. Fayetteville native J. Cole created this festival and regularly headlines it. Last year, he brought Drake, Usher, and Lil Wayne there.
This year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree will arrive in New York City tomorrow morning. It was cut down yesterday before it began its trip to Midtown Manhattan. The 80-foot Christmas tree will be coming from Vestal, New York. It's an 80-year-old Norway spruce. And coming up this morning on Today, meet the family who owns the farm where that tree grew.
Slots are open right now for volunteers to sign up for this year's Holiday Cheer program in Wake County. The annual program helps feed families and provide gifts this holiday season. Wake County will host several distribution events where families can pick up gifts and enjoy some entertainment. Here's where your help is needed. Volunteers are needed who speak Spanish, can dress up in a costume character, play the piano during the event, and much more. Plenty of opportunity for you. The event begins December 3rd, and for a link to register, you can head to WRAL.com. 4:48 right now. We've reached our Friday, and this was the changeover day. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. It's on the way.
It is, and today it's going to feel a little bit more like the holidays. It's been feeling like the holidays in Fenton now for a while. They've had their ice rink up for around a week or so, and they have their tree there. And their tree lighting is going to be next weekend. A lot of them will. Of course, the Raleigh Christmas Parade is next weekend. Starting to feel festive across a good bit of the viewing area already. 67 is our temperature, so it feels very mild this morning. Our temperatures, though, by 9 or 10 o'clock will drop into the 50s. And we're going to hold it in the upper 50s for the rest of the day. Technically, our high temperature today will be in the 60s, but it will feel like 50s for much of the afternoon. Another festive spot here, the DBAP, where they're putting the finishing touches there on Woolies Winter Wonderland. You can buy tickets. It also starts next week, so coming up there. And it runs all the way through New Year's, so you've got plenty of time to get out and see it. But you want to grab those tickets so you get that date that you want. Our temperatures are mainly in the 60s right now. We did drop to 58 in Clinton and 58 in Goldsboro. These temperatures will be dropping slowly this morning, and it's also going to be on the breezy side. We're going to see a steady wind right now out of the east, but shifting to north as we get through the day today. That's going to help to draw in some cooler air. We'll see some gusts up to 20 miles per hour this afternoon and steady winds up to, say, 10 to 15. Around town this afternoon, 57 in Raleigh, 55 in Durham, and 65 in Fayetteville. The temperatures won't cool down as quickly in the south, so our southern counties are going to hold on to that warmth a little bit longer. A good bit of the country is starting to see our temperatures falling below normal, especially parts of the East Coast. You can see how our colors turn to blue, but there's the potential for another big warm-up the middle to latter part of next week, but it's not going to be here in time for the weekend. Let's take a look at some of those temperatures. 60s right now. As we take it on to lunchtime, notice some 70s down south, but temperatures will continue to drop through the afternoon into the 50s by 5 o'clock, 54 degrees, so don't base what you take with you on what it feels like as you walk out the door this morning, because it's going to feel much cooler this afternoon. Saturday, not looking too bad. We'll start in the 40s. We'll see temperatures in the 50s to near 60. Our southern counties on Saturday could easily see some showers, but from Raleigh northward, it is likely to stay dry. But you can see that, especially down around Fayetteville. And then Sunday, it still looks like we have the potential for some showers, especially in our southern counties. There's a look at lunchtime and on into the afternoon. So that version of future cast looks a little wetter. Some of them look a little bit drier for Sunday, so still watching that. Football Friday for this evening. In the south, it could be a little sprinkly. Otherwise, looking at temperatures in the 50s. Holiday Makers Market in Fenton on Saturday looks nice and dry, with temperatures starting in the 50s, climbing to around 60. So we're looking at a few isolated showers for today, and then another chance of rain on Sunday. But right now, Saturday for Veterans Day looks dry. We're looking dry for much of next week, too, with temperatures starting to climb.
Elizabeth, thanks. A woman is up for a national honor for the work she does to help veterans without a home in Fayetteville. How you can vote to help her win the award next.
And this weekend will be a great one to get some of your holiday shopping knocked out early. Everything you need to know about the Fall Craft Fair happening at the State Farmers Market. A playground in Cary will close next week as it prepares for a makeover. The playground at Ed Yurha Park will close on Monday for renovations, and it'll get new equipment for play, shade structures, surfacing. The updated playground is expected to open in February of next year.
A Fayetteville woman is up for a national honor for her work helping veterans experiencing homelessness. Stacy Buckner is one of 10 finalists for CNN's Hero of the Year Award. Buckner is the founder of Off-Road Outreach. She helps veterans in many ways, including growing vegetables for them in this garden. And she works to find these veterans without a home and getting them clothing, food, and other necessities. You can vote for Buckner for the Hero of the Year Award through CNN's website. The winner will be announced Sunday, December 10th.
Governor Roy Cooper and military dignitaries inducted 8 honorees into North Carolina's Military Hall of Firsts at the North Carolina History Museum Thursday. Some honorees were represented by their family members, including Private First Class Charles George. He died at the age of 20 while serving in Korea. The U.S. Army's William McBrier was the second African-American from our state to be awarded the Medal of Honor. Gunnery Sergeants Robert Lee Thomas of Durham and Marion Hooper Jr. of Laurinburg were also honored. Hooper served in Japan and learned how to speak fluent Japanese.
It's like when I got back home, my mother asked me, "Can you say I love you?" I said, "Yes." Watashiwa Antoa Ishimashu. She said, "What? All of that?" I said, "Yeah."
A man who played a major role at Capital Broadcasting and WREL was also honored. The late J.D. Lewis was a Montford Point Marine. His family received the Congressional Medal of Honor in his name. Raleigh native became a broadcasting legend on WREL radio and TV as host of the popular dance program Teenage Frolics. J.D. Lewis died in 2007 at the age of 87.
It's beginning to look a lot like the holidays at Crabtree Valley Mall in Raleigh. This morning, Santa is arriving at the mall along with the Salvation Army Angel Tree. And starting today, families can line up to tell Santa what they want for the holidays and to get a picture. Pets can also meet Santa every Monday night leading up to Christmas.
And you can kickstart your Christmas shopping this weekend at the State Farmers Market. The Fall Craft Fair is happening today through Sunday. It features more than 100 vendors offering local products and handmade items. It'll be happening rain or shine, 9 to 5 each day.
Breaking news in Raleigh, where a man is in the hospital after being shot. What we've learned from police who investigated that scene all night long.
We are also keeping an eye on big traffic problems near Hope Mills. I-95 is closed after a crash involving a tanker truck. We'll tell you the best alternate routes to take.
Plus, how soon your favorite shows could be back on screen as the entertainment industry prepares for a triumphant return.